Rangers and Athletics. Dennis Eckersley was there to throw out the first pitch to former teammate Terry Steinbach. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Chad Sheephinder at the plate facing Cole Hollywood Hamels.
Hinder, last one to center field. Gomez is back. Gomez! That baby's gone. Hinder homers. Number 11 for Chad Pinder.
And again, got great power, and he just shows it off again. He's hit one of the longest ever here at the Coliseum. The key, because many people think the catchers are looking for signs. He do it again.
He may have. Gomez near the wall, and that baby's gone.
This kid can hit, man. Wow. He hit one, Steiny. The second row of suites below that.
Wow.
I mean, it was like a golfer hitting a 350-yard drive.
He's gonna at some point, but, and he's like, hey, nice hit right there.
Good. Lowry with a base hit.
Nice.
And the ball's kicked around in center field. Pinder's gonna stop at third, but Lowry hustling to second, and the A's lead 4-2.
Because now with
up the middle, and that's another base hit. Lowry's gonna come in to score, and it's 6-2, the A's lead. Cole Hamels and the Rangers. Runner takes off, hit in the air, left center, and hit well. Gomez is back, and it's off the base of the wall. One run scores, two runs score. It's 8-2 Athletics. Lowry with a booming two-run double. And he went around, and that's the ball game.
Had enough of this.
So Elvis Andrus is called out, and the A's have taken the first two games of this three-game series. So Chad Pinder with a couple of home runs, and Sean Manaea gets his first win since the 16th of July. Sean Manaea is now 9-8.
Bob Melvin and the Athletics come out on top against the Rangers on Saturday as they take this one 8-3. Here's what Melvin had to say.
When you're going through a tough stretch, even though his last time was good, you know, first inning can bite you a little bit. So, you know, all of a sudden you give up a couple runs and now you're on the defensive a little bit, but we saw more swings and misses today. We saw a little better velocity at times, 92, close to 93. And then, you know, he had to manage his way through the game. Granted, it was only five innings, but I thought all in all, between those two starts, hopefully he's on his way to pitching like he's used to pitching. He's staying in the big part of the park. He had a couple of doubles off him going into the game, so you have some sort of confidence going into the game. But, you know, the guy's 9-1, and, you know, he's a tough customer, so you know, to be able to put two good swings on it like that and get us back into the game when we're down 2-0 was key for not only for us, but certainly, you know, for him. I mean, he's a doubles machine. We've seen that here. You know, right-handed, left-handed. His swing is tailored to the gaps. Hits a lot of balls in the gaps. Obviously understands the swing very well. He's just a good hitter, good professional hitter in our team. So one guy you're really not wanting up there, you know, with runners on between he and KD. So he continues to be really consistent as the season goes along. We are getting a little longer into the season, and health-wise, this is probably, you know, a good year for him as far as how many at-bats he's getting to. So it's been impressive.
Jarrell Cotton takes the mound for the Athletics on Sunday in the series finale.